You know, in the past, surgeons, particularly surgeons specializing in breast cancer, often would write for tamoxifen, and I'm not really sure yet. We're actually doing a patterns of care on surgeons now for the first time in a long time. We're going to see whether they write for AIs. But what are your thoughts about that issue in terms of surgeons putting patients on aromatase inhibitors?
Well, I think in the day and age where we have multidisciplinary teams caring for patients with breast cancer, and where what different physicians do for the patient and with the patient overlaps much, much more, I think, than it did historically. The surgeons now, I think, are doing a much better job and a much more persistent job of follow-up of patients over the long term after their operative treatment and so forth. And so I think the surgeons are much more involved. I really don't think it's an issue so much of specialty. I think it's really an issue of individual physician expertise. And I think all of the hormonal therapies are such that if someone is interested, it takes the time to understand what the issues are in terms of toxicities and can counsel a patient about their benefits as well, but importantly also knows how to intervene when the patient does experience a toxicity, then I think that that's fine. There's a complementary situation for the medical oncologists. The medical oncologists these days, I think, are really becoming the internal medicine experts in the treatment of osteopenia and osteoporosis. And historically, that was really left to the endocrinologists. But we don't have enough endocrinologists in the country, I think, to handle the bone health of the large number of women that we have on the aromatase inhibitors. So it's another example where I think it's much more interest and expertise than it necessarily is specialty.
Yeah, I think it really isn't necessarily rocket science. I mean, what you have to do to have somebody on an AI, and it does take, you know, you have to learn a few things, when to do bone density, et cetera, but to me, I think, as you say, if somebody's interested and they're willing to learn, certainly it seems like it'd be as easy as using tamoxifen. I mean, tamoxifen had its issues too, or has its issues. And that also gets into the issue of the long-term management of these patients with ER-positive tumors.